Matt Greenwood back on regional radio and have the pleasure of speaking to J.C. Feller, DeSoto female wrestler and DeSoto state champion, as a matter of fact, in the 167-pound weight division, going to Mizzou Arena in Columbia this past weekend, getting a bye in the first round, being the one seed, and finishing this year 35-0 and with a state championship as well. First off, J.C., I mean, wow, what an accomplishment, huh?
Yeah, it was a really cool experience, and we actually got treated like the guys, so it was awesome.
Talk about the experience, the treatment you guys had. Like I told you beforehand, got a chance to watch some of the wrestlers on track wrestling, which did a fantastic job. And I mean, they had the strobe lights going, and they darkened the arena, and
yeah.
had this big old introduction. But what was that like from your perspective, just kind of looking out and seeing all the people there?
Honestly, like, I've been to, like, big tournaments before. It was honestly kind of nerve-wracking, though, because, like, you see the spotlights, and it's on you, and then it goes on other people, and then, like, you just hear, like, your name throughout the whole arena, and it's awesome. But it's just kind of like, oh, crap, it feels like everybody's watching you, and not really everybody is. So it's just kind of like, okay, you know, you just gotta keep your cool, and it's just gotta take a breath, I guess.
Right. And I think when we talked, you were Athlete of the Week because you were district champion,
yeah.
If I remember correctly. And we sort of talked about, you know, what's it going to take to win? And you just said, just keep going at it.
Yeah.
You know, don't think about it. Just go, go, go. And I felt like based on some of the results, that was sort of the mentality that you were able to stick with. Talk about each individual match, if you can kind of remember some details about that and just how you felt going into that final match.
With my quarterfinals, she was really tough on bottom. She just kind of stayed there, and I didn't really, like, have that before, and she was a lot shorter than me, so it was difficult. And I really had to, like, I don't know, like, get lower, I guess, because she was so much shorter, and I just kind of had to deal with it, I guess.
Uh-huh.
So then moving forward to semis, it was just kind of, it was one of my longest pins all year, I think, and it was my longest one. She's a good opponent, and she's really strong, and she's smart with her positioning, and she's been wrestling for a while too, so she's really, I'll give her credit on it, like, she's awesome.
And those that you were just speaking of, Ava Miller from Truman was that quarterfinal match, and then Erin Beaumont, I guess is her pronunciation,
yeah.
from Branson in that semifinal match. As I mentioned, I got to watch some of this on track wrestling, and the commentator during your championship match against Josette Partney from Lafayette Wildwood could tell that she was getting tired. You seemed to be in control of that aspect of the match, and she was sort of dragging her legs a little bit, arms kind of hanging low,
yeah.
kind of thing. When did you get the sense in that match while you were wrestling that you had a chance to really win this one?
Whenever she wouldn't start on the line, because they kept telling her to move forward on the line because she wouldn't start on the two lines. She kept, like, backing up, and then she kept running from me. And whenever she got a stall call, I think in the first minute, mm-hmm. I was like, okay, then I'm going to be fine. Because if she already got hit for stalling once, she just needs to get hit again, and I already get a point. Gets hit again, I get 2 points.
Mm-hmm.
So then I just kind of had to be smart with my positioning and keep moving forward. It was just kind of, I had to calm down and stop chasing her and wrestle my match versus hers.
And it seemed like, actually, before you got the pin, it seemed like she was trying to get another stall. She was trying to get outside the circle, and you
yeah.
kind of pulled her back
yeah.
in and finally pinned
yeah.
her. What was that like to, what was that like to have that pin, and then all of a sudden the ref says, all right, it's over, you win?
Well, being out on the bounds is kind of just like, I'm already in that position, so I'm not going to wait, and I already had an armbar, so I'm not going to give that up and then to restart it. So I just scooted my, like, hips back, and I, like, kept pulling her in till she was in bounds, and then I could go out and roll her in. And it was just awesome because armbars are my thing, and that's what I like to do. And once I hit her with it, it was done, and it was awesome, and it's just great.
Let's talk about what this means. I mean, this means a lot to have the first ever recognized state championship for female wrestling, the first 167-pound weight division, you know, official thing. And you go out and you win it, and you become the first ever female wrestler champion, state champion for DeSoto as well. I mean, your world must feel like it's kind of turned upside down in a good way, hasn't it?
Just a little bit, because, like, I had a wrestling like a Little League wrestling tournament for my brothers the next day. And I had all these coaches and stuff come up to me telling me congratulations, and I didn't know who they were. So I was kind of like, thanks. And I just, I guess, kind of seeing people that are watching that I didn't know were watching is kind of cool, I guess, because I didn't know like so many people were watching. So.
What about your friends, your teammates, Hunter Bullock? How did she react? How did the boys react? Kind of what was the, you know, the student reaction to your state championship?
I think everybody was really excited about it, and like our guys especially, because we made it all to state and like we were there together, and it was just an awesome thing to do to each other, because then we can say we placed at state together in 2019, and we are the the Soto team that placed in 2019. We did that together, so it was awesome.
When did you have your freak out moment? Because you know, when you win things, you want to stay calm. You don't want to, you know, exaggerate your celebration too much in front of people, because you don't want to come off as someone that's kind of, you know, like that. So, you know, you get your arm raised, you're a state champion, you step up on the podium, you get the medal wrapped around your neck sort of thing. I mean, so you're trying to find that place where you can actually, you know, go ahead and let it all out. When did you have that freak out moment?
Mine was whenever I came back upstairs to, like, where all the guys were and where my family was and everybody else was. I just kind of had my little freak-out moment there, because there was, like, Little League wrestlers there watching us, because they came up and watched us, and it was just kind of awesome. And it was just kind of like, okay, well, all these people came up here to support me, and that's awesome. And I had my little freak-out moment, and I just, like, yay.
And I just, you know, over the moon happy for you that you're able to do this and be a state champion and be the first female state champion in the 167. And I hadn't said this up until this point. I was kind of waiting. You're just a sophomore. I mean, you got two more years to do this whole thing and do this and try to win another state championship. That's, to me, what's the most impressive part about this is you got two more years to just be the most famous person at DeSoto. But have you put that in your thoughts and sort of, you know, in how you're going to proceed moving forward?
Well, I know that I'm 35-0, but I wasn't really happy with how I did this season, because I know I can do a lot better. So and I thought, you know what, I'll do better next year, and it's just going to keep going up, because I just won state, so there's only up from here. So I just kind of got to work on the little things now and then keep improving over off season.
Matt Deaton, the athletic director here, said he was going to request, you know, from some photos from, I guess, maybe the medal being around your neck sort of thing and whatever else Misha will end up sending you, and they're going to put it up in, you know, in the hallway or whatever.
Yeah, we have
a place where we put, like, all of our state champions in the gym, and I guess that's where they're going to put it, so.
Have you already envisioned what that's going to look like to come into school on a morning and walk past it and see that you're up there with your picture and all that stuff and that you were a state champion?
Not really, because I don't know what pictures they're going to put up. That's what I'm kind of nervous about, because there's some really bad pictures of me wrestling. So I don't really know which one they're going to put up.
All right. Well, I guess we'll maybe find out what that feeling's like a little bit later on in your career. But man, I mean, you just kind of got to take a deep breath and sit back and just marvel at what you're able to accomplish at state. So, JC, huge congratulations to your state championship. I guess any final thoughts, anyone you want to thank for this season in particular, getting you through the grind and all that good stuff?
I want to thank Coach Zimmerman for yelling at me every single day, and Coach Minks and Brown, because they know that I can do better than what I was, and so they pushed me along this season. So,
all right, well, 35-0, and you're still not satisfied, but that's okay. That's the athlete's mindset. But hey, it was great getting to know you, and we'll hope to have some more conversations about you winning state. So, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, that is J.C. Feller, ladies and gentlemen, the DeSoto state champion for the first ever state championship for female wrestling in all of Missouri. So how about that? And J.C. Feller joining us today on Regional Radio.